How do you decide between docetaxel and paclitaxel in terms of combining it with carbo and bev?
Yeah. Well, in most cases, I've begun with paclitaxel. But what I've observed, perhaps anecdotally at the bedside, is a much higher rate of neurotoxicity. So I believe that bevacizumab may augment a number of chemotherapy toxicities. We know that it increases neutropenia, even increases slightly the rate of thrombocytopenia, although the difference is not statistically significant. But I believe that it may also have the potential to increase the neurotoxicity, although that difference did not emerge in the ECOG trial. So what I've been forced to do in some patients who develop severe neurotoxicity in the first or the second cycle of therapy is to substitute Taxotere for Taxol.
Where do you think things are heading in terms of nab-paclitaxel and non-small cell?
Well, it's an interesting compound. I think that in lung cancer, the results of the clinical trial were a bit disappointing. I always thought that they should have used that agent at a higher dose to try to increase the response rate or survival outcome. I'd be very interested in seeing nab-paclitaxel combined with bevacizumab, because at least theoretically, there might be yet better drug delivery to the tumor bed. But I'm not sure what the future of that drug is in non-small cell lung cancer. I think the data with Xiotax was very interesting, in that here again was an agent that did not appear to be superior to paclitaxel when combined with carboplatin, or superior to taxanes in the second-line setting non-small cell lung cancer patients, except in women. And going back to the laboratory, there now appears to be a biological basis for why women may have a more favorable response to Xiotax than men. And it has to do with estrogen-induced cathepsin, and how it metabolizes Xiotax, may increase intracellular distribution in the tumor cell, may change the pharmacokinetics of the drug a bit, that women may have a more favorable response.